Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
For our Galesburg starting
everyone,
lineup.
Ross, Devin Ross.
With public address announcer Gary Mitchell.
6'1", sophomore guard, number 4, Meeker, Ethan Meeker. 5'11", senior guard, number 15, Jones, Denzel Jones. 6'2", junior guard, number 32, Gibson, Grant Gibson. And a 6-foot senior forward, number 34, Parks, Tyson Parks the fourth. The team managers are Madison Reed and Rayanne Harrison. The assistant coaches, Steve Cheeseman, Ryan Hart, and Matt Pogue. And the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Let's play basketball.
Well, in the radio biz, Jim, we've all been there a time or two. We know what poor Gary's going through with that.
Froggy.
Yeah.
He started the day pretty strong, but I think in doing so many ball games here today is starting to lose it a little bit. But he's much better than he was Wednesday night, yes. And hopefully he'll be back in full voice tomorrow.
Certainly is. All right. Loving the Galesburg uniforms that they are wearing for the first time ever tonight against a limestone team that finished third in the state and has just about everybody back from that team. They're 3-0. Galesburg's 2-0. Highlight of the tournament getting underway right here with Galesburg winning the tip. Grant Gibson on the right wing, spinning down low. Pump fakes. Puts it up. Rolls off. Rebound. Put back by Denzel Jones.
Again, Denzel, sneaky big in there. He can jump well for his size, and he got it between two bigger guys and tipped it in.
Limestone scored in the 70s, all three games in their victories so far this year. Here's a jumper from the outside. The three-pointer rolls off, and the rebound put back by David Anderson won't go, and a box out by Tyson Parks for the rebound. Here comes Galesburg, quickly up court. Ross has to save it on the baseline. Nice save by Parks in the lane. High off the glass and in.
Well, I don't know how many minutes Parks can give us, but this is the type of game where he's going to probably have to play more for us to have a good chance to win because his athleticism and ability to get the ball inside and defend is so big against a team like Limestone.
Decidedly different atmosphere than we had in the 9 o'clock game earlier for obvious reasons. Much better crowd on hand, and the students are in full force tonight in the Student Spirit Association. From the outside, jumper off the back of the rim, won't go down for Burns. Rebound put back, Anderson misses again, and another rebound by Tyson Parks. Here comes Ethan Meeker out with it into the front court, stops along the left wing and lost the handle on it out of bounds. Galesburg turns it over.
Limestone has had two cracks at it, both times down 0-for-4 from the field. Won't see that happen a lot. Anderson had a couple of good looks down there, mm-hmm. but has not capitalized. Got to get on those boards.
4-0 Galesburg. We've played a minute and a half in the game. Between the circles, Shelby goes to the right side. Chris Dixon-Williams drives in, goes up with the left hand, throws it over the basket. Ethan Meeker with a rebound into the front court, has the ball knocked loose, stolen away by Limestone. Page into the front court, gives it over left side, runner on the way. Burns can't finish, but he's fouled. And two free throws coming for Limestone.
And Grant Gibson goes over, I think, to give a little encouragement to Ethan Meeker, who's had back-to-back turnovers here and a bit of a shaky start for the sophomore.
Coming off a game in which he scored just 3 points. In fact, Ethan's shooting touch has not been with him through the first two games of this season as he comes in shooting only 28% on the season. Very unlike Ethan Meeker.
First free throw rolls in for the Rockets. Lorenzo Burns, and they're on the board.
4-1, 6:17 to go in the first quarter. Cheerleaders are here tonight as well, so just more noise overall. Better atmosphere for the Galesburg boys. Wearing a dark, smoky gray tonight. They are the visiting team, even though they're home team on the scoreboard. Now, the sophomore Ross gets bumped in the backcourt, gets the lob on the pass into the front court to Gibson. Grant with it now on the left side, drives into the lane, free throw line shot, rolls off, And the rebound by Anderson, who already has three boards in this game.
That's one that usually goes down, but it just fell off on the right side of the rim. Good shooter's touch, but just a little bit off to the right. And Limestone with a chance to tie here.
Down 4-2, 5:45 to go. Here's a three by Shelby. Off the back of the rim, rebound, tipped back up and in as Burns came flying in from the left side, and he got it up over Tyson Parks and was able to tip it in to tie the game.
Yeah, Parks thought he'd done everything right there, which he had. Went straight up for the ball, had position, but the guy just came in, knifed in there, and got his hand on it.
Three different possessions. Limestone has missed the first shot and has followed up with an offensive rebound. Exactly one of the points Coach Mike Reynolds was making in the pregame show that was a great concern tonight. Ethan Meeker gets fouled in the front court. A little reach in, poke away from behind, and Nick Page picks up his first foul. First of the game on the Rockets. Meeker drives right baseline, tries to dump it off through the lane, off Tyson Parks' hands. Meeker saves it out to Gibson, 18-footer, rolls off, and the rebound, good position by Anderson, who has four boards in the game now for Limestone.
Whew!
And a high pass thrown off the wall on the east end of the gymnasium, and Limestone turns it over right back to Gillsboro. Well, I don't know anybody could come down with that
one. Smoker, that thing just smacked off the wall down there. Silver Streaks, I'm like you. I like this new look, this gray with the trimmed in black and gold. This is a real sharp look. Let's hope we can make a winner the first time we've worn these uniforms.
Meeker with it on the left side, tries to dump it down low to Denzel Jones. It's deflected out of bounds by Limestone. Just past the five-minute mark of quarter number one, we're tied at four. The Limestone Rockets, third in the state last year, winning the sectional that Galesburg was in. They got a big win over Peoria Central, which knocked out Galesburg in the sectional opener. On the left side, Meeker skips it back out to Gibson. Drives, free throw line, out to Meeker for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, Parks. Has it knocked out of his hands, deflected out to Meeker. Skips it right side over to Ross. Drives inside, jump stop. Back to Meeker on the left wing. Fakes right, drives left, cut off by Shelby. Gives it off to Jones. Tough position in the corner. He's in trouble, trying to dribble out of it into a double team and lost the handle on it. Second turnover by Galesburg. Into the front court, Limestone looking for its first lead of the game. Left side jumper for three. Page comes up short. Ross boxes out for the rebound. Good action here in the first quarter, but low score so far. Just 4-4, 4:15 to go in quarter number one. Gibson drives baseline, pulls up from the low blocks. No, and Jones, nobody boxes him out on the weak side. He gets his second offensive rebound put back.
Love the way Denzel's always hanging around the basket looking for that opportunity and has come up big twice in our 6 points. Jones with four.
6-4, Galesburg halfway through the first quarter. On the left side, Burns. Still with the ball, trying to drive on Meeker. Ethan cuts him off, and Ethan gets called for a real tough foul as Burns dribbled into him. Meeker had the hands down low, guarding, and Burns initiated the contact, but it's the foul against Meeker. And the second on the Silver Streaks.
Well, John Ortman, the biggest guy on the court in there at 6'5". The senior comes in now for Limestone. I think normally a starter, but you might have heard Coach Matthews saying before the game he thought he'd go a little smaller with the starters.
Quick three by Shelby, rolls off. There's Parks with another rebound for the Streaks. And Meeker will slow it up coming into the front court. Terrence Shelby can really light it up. Here's Meeker finding an opening, takes it all the way in, finger rolls it off the basket, off the backboard. 8-4. Quick jumper at the other end, but he lost it on the way up. Burns lost the handle on it. Loose ball picked up by Gibson. In transition, Grant gives it off. Meeker up and in. 10-4, a 6-0 run by the Silver Streaks with 3:20 to go in the first quarter.
Well, as Coach Mike Reynolds tells us, he has no lack of confidence in our ability to score against anybody. It's just how much can we play defense against a really good balanced team like Limestone? Can we outscore these guys? So far, the answer is yes.
Shelby guarded by Gibson, shoots over him, missed it again. Parks with the rebound and a whistle away from the ball. We're going to have a little push foul in the back of Parks as Tyson cleared his fourth rebound, and Terrence Shelby is 0-4 from the field, and all he's done is shoot three-point jumpers. And that will perfectly satisfy Mike Reynolds if he doesn't get any more involved in that.
Yeah, because he can shoot them, but he's so athletic. He was of great value going to the basket, and I would imagine Coach Matthews will make that adjustment, if not earlier at the quarter break, to try and get his star a little more involved other than just standing outside.
David Anderson picks up his foul, the first. Both Limestone and Galesburg each have two fouls. Bounce pass down low, and stepping back, Kevontae Shaw gets blocked as he gets some early playing time into the game. A good look by Grant Gibson as he drew the defense, but then Shaw got blocked and Limestone gets it back. And now they'll hold things up a little bit in the half court.
Shaw looked confident, got a lot of minutes in the second half today, hit a couple of three-pointers and played well.
Another jumper by Shelby, and that one is perfect. The left-hander goes up very smoothly with it, and he shows no hesitation to keep firing from the outside, even though he'd missed his first four. Gibson's also 0 for 4 from the field. So the two offensive stars for these two teams start slowly here tonight. Parks in the lane. Jump stop. Posting up. Missed off the back of the rim. Rebound Anderson, who has 6 rebounds already in this game. Limestone into the front court. Lobbing it. Lice look from the outside. Shelby finding Anderson going up high for it on the low blocks. He tips it in. 10-9. Limestone with a quick answer gets within one.
That's guys that have played together a long time. Eye contact, and they knew what to do.
Tough pass on a bounce by Ross. Read perfectly by Shelby. Leading the break. Gets it over to Rupp driving in. And a block from behind by Denzel Jones. And Marty Flaherty's going to say that Jones got him with the lower body. And Denzel's perplexed by that one. And Mike Reynolds shakes it off, and he does some coaching.
Game being played at a high level so far, exactly what we had expected. A great test for both teams here. And really, we've got a full day of basketball to play tomorrow, but odds are this is your championship game of this tournament right here on Friday night.
Cody Rupp to the free throw line, just got fouled in transition, but the free throw rolls off. Limestone still trails by one. Streaks have led by as many as 6. We were tied once at 4. Limestone trying to tie it here for the second time with a free throw by Rupp on the way. Minute 45 to go first quarter. That one rolls off as well. And Gibson alone for the rebound, so the Streaks maintain that one-point lead. 10-9. Front court to Ross, who gets called for traveling on the right wing. He faked like he was going to shoot, then put the ball on the floor, but it was too late. And that's the fourth Galesburg turnover now. Entertaining game to watch. Neither team has really established a clear-cut advantage here in the early going. This one looks like, at least early on, it could go all the way.
Yeah, it could be a game of runs, 4-6 points one way, then the other.
Rupp with a tough pass along the baseline, off Grant Gibson's hands and out of bounds. And he's pointing the other direction, isn't he? Shelby standing there expecting to be given the ball, and I'm kind of surprised by this, too. I thought it went right off Grant Gibson, who was there along the baseline, and we're going to have an overrule here. Nope. They're going to keep it Galesburg's direction, so turnover on the Rockets.
Yep, Eddie Matthews, coach of Limestone, not very happy. Tried to stay in that coach's box, but he was toeing the line pretty hard there.
Gibson,
he's still yelling about it.
I'm not sure I blame him. Here's Denzel Jones on the left wing, drives, scoops it up, rolls through. Denzel with a high finger roll, and there's a technical foul called on Eddie Matthews, and I think he just got another one, and if he did, he's out of the game.
Good grief.
He's been ejected. 2 quick fouls in the course of about 3 seconds. And Marty Flaherty's shooing him out of the gym. Wow. I don't know that I've ever seen 2 technical fouls called as quickly.
Well, we've been told the officials are just not going to tolerate anything this year. And if that's the case, Eddie's going to be walking across the court a lot because he likes to work the officials like a lot of the old school coaches do. And, I'm shocked that they lit him up twice that quickly.
Well, the first, he was barking about not getting the benefit of the call on the other end, which I have to agree with him.
Right.
Even from this end of the court on the opposite end, it clearly, to me, looked like it went off Grant Gibson.
Although, it's a little early in the game to be that concerned about one turnover. And I know what you're saying, Brad. I agree, but for him to continue that argument may have been a little silly at that point.
Well, so I think what happened was he got whistled once for being out of the box while he was up arguing and then proceeded to continue to bark about the call, and 2 different officials whistled him up. It wasn't the same one who got him for both, as Gibson makes each of the first 2 free throws and now another one.
I know the one Marty Flaherty down here was the one that got him the second time and gave him the heave-ho. And Gibson's just having a ball at the free throw line right now. 3 in a row. How about 4?
There it is. 16-9, Galesburg.
Every year we sit down to do games, we always see new things. And I've never seen a coach ejected this early or, like you said, back quickly with 2 back-to-back tees.
At the 1:10 mark of the first quarter, Eddie Matthews gets kicked out on back-to-back technical fouls. Here's Ross with a jumper just inside the free throw line. And the Streaks make hay on that end of the floor.
6-point play.
and an 8-0 run to give him a 9-point lead at 18-9 with 50 seconds to go.
I was talking with Coach Matthews in the hospitality room as a three-pointer is launched by Shelby, in and out, no good. I think he liked that Pizza House pizza. I think he's going back for more of it right now.
Shelby, now Gibson gets hammered at the other end, going hard to the basket. Ross rebounded the Shelby miss on the other end, and now Grant's going to get two more free throws. So he just knocked down four in a row on the two technical fouls. And Grant's going right back to the line on a shooting foul now, the first foul of the game on John Ortman. And keep in mind, those two technical fouls do count as team fouls, so the Rockets have five now as Gibson makes the first one.
Grant very comfortable shooting into this basket right underneath us, the free throw line, getting plenty of attempts in this first quarter as the Silver Streaks are out of the gate with a 10-point lead against this terrific Limestone team.
Came in 10 of 14 from the free throw line, 71%, finally misses one. And then Thompson got a hand on the rebound, falling out of bounds. Ortman throws the ball off of Thompson's legs, and Limestone will keep possession here.
This is a great game when we played last year. I remember we had the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. Grant Gibson had it poked away from him late in that ball game. Otherwise, we might have upset these guys here a year ago.
Ended up being Westinghouse that won the whole tournament, though.
Yeah.
Down to 20 seconds to go. This is Shelby with it. Lobs it inside the lane. Anderson with a post-up turnaround jumper. Rolls off. Denzel Jones gets the rebound. Gets knocked off balance. Maintains his footing. Dribbles it into the front court. Now here's Ross. Backing it up. Streaks one a hole for the last shot with 8 seconds to go. Leading by 10. Gibson on the outside with four. Trying to step toward the arc. Puts up a shot. Gets blocked. And a foul called on Terrence Shelby. And that's going to be three more free throws for Grant Gibson.
Shelby got a lot of ball there.
Sure sounded like it.
The official thought he must have got some arm, and Shelby couldn't believe it. He went down to his knees smiling.
Gibson to the line. First one up and in. What a turn of events here in this first quarter. But again, it is just the first quarter. Limestone, the kind of team that can erase this 11-point lead in a big hurry as the game wears on. Gibson misses the second.
Now, Mike Reynolds in the pregame was preaching, be aggressive, be aggressive, be aggressive, and I'm sure that'll be the talk in the huddle again. Don't look at that scoreboard and think we've got anything accomplished, because you got three quarters left against a team that went to the state tournament last year.
Long faces of the United Township Panthers leaving the gym. Gibson misses two of three free throws, and that's the end of the first quarter, with Galesburg opening impressively, getting some help as well. 20-9 over the Limestone Rockets. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on Northwestern. Coverage begins tomorrow at 2.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Almost couldn't ask for a better first quarter for Galesburg. They lead Limestone 20-9 at the end of one. Rockets with the ball to begin the second quarter, trailing 20-9. Say it again. Terrence Shelby drives, jump stop in the lane, and he banks it off the glass. That is the first time all game Terrence Shelby has penetrated, and he finished it off at the basket. Well, everything in the first quarter was all jumpers from the perimeter.
Yeah, extrapolate this out four quarters. We score 80 points. I like our chances. I'm not sure we're going to get that done, but it would be great if we did.
Devin Ross not shooting shots like that, fading it away in the lane. But Thompson saves it on the baseline. And now a shot over to Logan Davis, blocked by Shelby, out of bounds. Eric Thompson falling out of bounds. Threw the ball back through the lane. And unbelievably, it went all the way through the lane and out to Gibson at the top of the circle. Now the ball's knocked out of Grant's hands. It goes high up into the air, and he's able to pick it up off the floor. Now kicked out toward half court. Diving for it. Davis in the backcourt. Tries to get it away. Shelby with the steal and the layup.
Yeah, Davis tried to call timeout there, but he couldn't get the signal given, and Limestone gets the easy transition. They have ramped it up on defense. A lot more intensity right now.
20-13, and another miss at the other end, and a rebound by David Anderson, who has 7 boards in the game already. Driving in from the right side. Ball knocked out of bounds by Galesburg, so they recover quickly, but Mike Reynolds doesn't like what he sees here to start the second quarter, so he puts Parks, Jones, and Meeker quickly back into the game.
I think he can see the intensity, especially Shelby leading his teammates out there. You notice he drove on offense, like you said. Defensively, he's really leading the cheers out there to try and get fire under his team.
Fires a quick three, missed it. Anderson with a weak side rebound on the opposite end. Kicks it out to Burns for three. That one is good.
Here they come.
A 7-0 run to start the second quarter, and they are up. Galesburg is up by only 4 now.
Now, you take a breath in a game like this, either team, and you're going to give up some points in a hurry. Now we got a reach foul against the Rockets.
Burns fouling Ross 50 feet away from the basket. The first of the game on Lorenzo Burns. 16 fouls now. Sorry, 17 fouls on Limestone. So Ross gets a 1-1 here.
I didn't check, but I would assume that Lorenzo Burns is probably the son of assistant coach Kenny Burns, who is now running the team in the absence of Eddie Matthews.
First free throw by Ross is good. And he'll earn the bonus. 3 points in the game for Devin. 5-point Galesburg lead, 21-16. 6:29 to go before halftime. A 7-0 run to start the second quarter. Gets Limestone quickly back into this game. Ross's second free throw does put Galesburg up by 6. He has 4 in the game now, 22-16 streaks.
Corsetti Matthews coaching Limestone the last few years. He was at Peoria Notre Dame for a great run there. Max Biefeld now playing in Michigan on that team. Of course, Eddie's son as well. That was quite a team that narrowly lost to Peoria Central the year that Rock Island won the state title 2 years ago.
And then Hank Matthews was just
sophomore
right. That year,
yeah.
So he went over to Limestone when Eddie went over there coaching. And now a quick three by Shelby, and he drains that one from the outside, starting to heat up. 7 points in the quarter, 10 for the game. Limestone within 3, 22-19. We've played just 2 minutes here in the second quarter. On the right side, Denzel Jones gives off to Gibson in front of the Limestone bench. Dribbles a couple of times. Parks at the top of the circle. Now left side, Ross. Dribbles it to the outside. Guarded closely by Cody Rupp. He passes it away. Gibson has it now on the right wing. Gibson trying to cross over. Gets it down low to Jones. Gives it back to Parks in the lane. Off the backboard. Won't go down, but he's fouled.
Nice interior work by the Silver Streaks. Jones thought about trying to go up and under. Didn't like his chances there. Saw Parks coming down the lane and fed Parks. And now he gets 2 free throws.
Second foul of the game on David Anderson. 8 team fouls on Limestone to the free throw line. Tyson Parks shooting 2. It's first time all season Tyson's been to the free throw line, despite how much he plays down low, and the first free throw rims off.
You get the feeling that, I don't know, it was the assistant coach in there, Kenny Burns, whether the players took it upon themselves, but Limestone is a much more focused team on the defensive end here in this second quarter. They are playing with pride right now.
Streaks call a 30-second timeout with 5:35 to go and a 3-point lead.
Scored 20 points in the first quarter. Right now, just 2 so far here in the second quarter.
And this is no surprise. I mean, we knew Limestone would make a run and probably would do it fairly quickly. And, boy, when they did, they put on a burst here to begin the second quarter.
Well, and you can't say enough for what they accomplished last year in being able to go and get 3rd in the state and beating Peoria Central over there in that sectional title game with all the weapons that Central had.
Well, and beating Washington before that.
That's right. They were the ones that's right. Many had them ticketed for maybe a state title.
Uh-huh.
And I'd forgotten that but prior to that. So, yeah, Limestone accomplished a lot last year. And you don't do that just by showing up. You do it by playing well in pressure situations against really good teams. So, you know, they're not going to go away. We're going to have to play 4 really good full quarters to win this one tonight.
Adam Scholl into the game, rebounds the second missed free throw by Tyson Parks. So the Streaks come away empty on that trip down the floor and lead by just 3, 22-19, 5:20 to go in the first half. On the outside, Scholl gives it over right side to Cody Rupp. Now out to Shelby, fakes the 3, kicks it into the left corner to Burns, who couldn't handle it. Now fires it up anyway. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound goes over Meeker to Cody Rupp, the littlest guy on the floor for Limestone.
That was unfortunate. Just a long carom from the far corner. Meeker had the position, but got a little too far under the basket.
5 minutes to go, first half. Limestone running a little offense here, and now another long 3 is good from Terrence Shelby. 10 in the quarter, 13 for the game, and we're tied at 22.
Answer it, Ethan. No, not quite.
Spins out from the left wing, but Denzel Jones fights off some defenders for the rebound, drives, dimps it off to Parks. He can't get it down, and then he's fouled over the back by Adam Scholl. Three chances at the basket there for Galesburg, and a couple of free throws coming. Another tough shooting night for Ethan Meeker so far. Give Denzel Jones credit for keeping it alive down low. And then Parks picked up his fifth rebound.
And much like we saw in the early game today, Ethan, there was a wide open look and just doesn't quite, he doesn't miss by much, but it's just off enough that he's not getting that shot down.
He's hanging his head a little bit down there in the backcourt, and Denzel Jones was right over there patting him on the backside, trying to lift up his spirits. Parks makes the first free throw. The Streaks probably going to need Meeker tonight more than they've needed him in each of the first two games so far. Parks rattles the second one through.
Yeah, a lot of margin for error in those first two games. Not so tonight.
24-22, Galesburg. Quick jumper at the other end. And Ortman wastes no time with a left hand from the low blocks. Ties it at 24.
Yeah, positioned his body well. A little bit of a fadeaway that time negates Parks' ability to block shots.
Meeker drives up with the right hand and in. All of his baskets have come driving to the basket here tonight. He puts the Streaks back up by two. Galesburg still has not trailed in this game. We've been tied three times. Limestone with the ball down two, approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. On the right side, Rupp, and Meeker just picked up his third foul. Rupp faked the bounce pass, and then Meeker jumped up to try to block it. And Rupp held on to it, and Meeker's momentum took him right over the top and onto the back of Rupp. And yeah, he sits down with three fouls.
Yeah, Tyson Parks ran to the bench. He thought he was going out. But with Meeker with the third foul, again, we'll see more minutes from Parks tonight.
Oh, nearly stolen away by Ross on the sideline. Just not enough room to maneuver over there. Otherwise, he would have come away with it. Limestone hangs on to it. Shelby in the midcourt circle from the volleyball line and airballs it. Ortman saves it under the basket, but they're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Or did the ball touch the backboard coming back in? I'm not sure which. Either way, Limestone does not maintain possession. That one was just out of the rhythm of the offense altogether.
Yeah, for as good a shooter as Shelby is, that was a step beyond his range, and I don't think we'll see him shoot that one again.
But he was feeling it already with 10 points in the quarter. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Galesburg by two with the ball. Gibson at the free throw line, spins, scoops off the glass, too hard. Rebound knocked around into the hands of Scholl. Into the front court quickly come the Rockets. Shelby dishes it out. Three on the way for Williams, rolls out. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Tyson Parks. Limestone hangs on to it.
Well, if that one went down, it would have been the first lead of the night for Limestone. But it rimmed out. Streaks caught a break, but Limestone gets it back.
Grant Gibson, 3:30 to go in the first half, still without a field goal in this game. He has 6 points, but those are all at the free throw line. Just outside the high post, fade away by Scholl is good, and we're tied again. Knotted up at 26, 3:20 to go in the first half. Ross across midcourt, right side Jones. Gibson with it in the right corner. Looking, now driving on Shelby. High post, pump fake, off the front of the rim. Rebound Williams, here comes Limestone again. Spinning away from Jones and drawing some contact. Chris Dixon Williams gets Jones backpedaling and picks up the second foul of the game on Jones.
You know, Grant Gibson would figure to be a marked man in any of these games. I asked Eddie Matthews about that. Of course, when Eddie played at Brimfield, he would have gone through the same thing. I mean, he was a scoring machine, and I'm sure he saw every kind of defensive stopper that you could think of trying to slow him down when he played. So he knows the situation there. He said the game has changed some since when he played back in the 70s, but still.
Here's a three by Ortman, and that one rattles through. And you get the big guy at 6'5 out there shooting those. They're going to be awfully tough to beat now, and Limestone has its first lead of the game, 29-26, after the Streaks led by 11 at the end of quarter number one. They have outscored Galesburg 20-6 in the second quarter. Gibson on the right wing, out to Kevontae Shaw. Now gives it to Ross on the left side. Driving, found a position, takes it all the way. We're going to have a foul on the floor. They are going to count that basket. Are you kidding me?
We are in the NBA tonight.
Holy cow.
Really good move by Ross. I love it, but that's continuation deluxe there.
Well, if Eddie hadn't been kicked out of the game already, he might have been on that play if he'd still been out here. I can't believe they counted that one. And Ross takes advantage of it, finishing off the free throw. He's got five in the quarter, seven for the game, and we're tied at 29.
Well, and a key basket, a key stretch here. This is one of those where, you know, we could fold and find ourselves in a tough situation, as well as Limestone's played here in this second quarter. Need to at least keep this thing even going into the locker room, and that three-point play got us back tied.
1-3-1 zone initiated by Coach Mike Reynolds here with 2:10 to go in the first half, tied at 29. Shelby penetrates into it, lost a handle on it, but it deflects over to Adam Scholl. And now gets it back out to Shelby near midcourt. Again, dribbles to the right side, gets off to Scholl, fires a three, falls down, rebound batted around on the floor. Limestone comes out with it. Here's Shelby with it, steps to the right, another long three. Off the rim, high rebound by Tyson Parks, and he's triple teamed underneath the blocks. He gets it away to Jones, leading the break. Ross coming in with the right hand, and the Streaks are back on top.
Nice job by Denzel to let that thing develop. He sees Ross coming in, and nobody came up to cut off Ross, who went all the way in uncontested. Back the other way.
At the other end.
Shot underneath by Ortman off the glass and good.
That ties it up at 31. So Ortman's come alive offensively here in the second quarter. He has seven. Under a minute and a half to play before halftime. Kevontae Shaw bounces it over to Parks. Hands off to Ross. Jones and Gibson running baseline. Now Gibson comes out high for the pass. Ooh. Drives, throws it off Tyson Parks' hands, and the Streaks turn it over.
A good dish by Gibson. Mm-hmm. Tyson just couldn't handle it.
Williams into the front court. Left side, Shelby thought about the three from about 28 feet. Now trying to drive in, found an opening in the lane. Scoops it up with the left hand. Banks it back in after he deflects it. Kind of like he passed it to himself off the backboard. Got his own offensive rebound and fouled on the putback.
Well, he stuck with it. It sure wasn't a very well-advised first shot. He was fortunate to get that ball back.
Sure was.
And ends up getting a chance at a three-point play for really what was not a good possession.
So after Galesburg takes the lead back at 31-29, Limestone comes right back with four straight points. First foul of the game on Tyson Parks, and the free throw is good by Shelby. He has 13 in the quarter, 16 for the game, 58 seconds to go before halftime. He'll get a breather. 34-31, Limestone by three, Streaks with the ball. Ross to Jones, now Shaw in the front court on the left side. Man was looking the other way. He drives and throws it behind Parks. Turns it over again. Now Rupp has it stolen away. Jones with a layup. And the Streaks are within one.
Heck of a job by Jones and a big save that time as Limestone was looking to build their lead to five with that trip. Now they may have to settle for a one-point advantage at the break. 30 seconds to go. I'm guessing they'll go for the final shot.
Offsetting turnovers after Galesburg lost it under the basket, but heck of a job defensively by the Streaks to get it back at half court, and Jones had the easy layup. They drive, they dish it underneath to Anderson, who gets up strong with a shot after he got hammered from the front and the backside, especially Jones coming down over the top of him. The shot does not go down, but Anderson gets two free throws.
That's a good foul by Denzel Jones.
It's his third. That's the problem.
Oh, that hurts, but in that situation, you like it from right. Giving him an easy layup there. Yes, we got Jones and Meeker with three. That's not good.
And 20 seconds to go before halftime. So tough to see Denzel pick up a third one that close to the teams going to the locker room.
And he will sit down the final 20 seconds to avoid the chance that he might pick up the fourth foul as Logan Davis comes in.
Anderson makes the first. He has 3 points in the game. Second free throw is good as well. And Limestone back up by three. And let's see if Galesburg can hold successfully for the final shot here with 20 seconds to go before halftime. Gibson, Ross in the backcourt. Now Shaw, back to Ross in the midcourt circle, 10 seconds to go. Gibson with it on the right wing, double team, has the ball knocked out of his hands, picks it up, and the timeout called by Mike Reynolds as his offensive star was in trouble along the baseline, and Mike Reynolds is barking at Tyson Parks as he comes off the floor because nobody was helping out Grant Gibson, and they have to burn a timeout with 6 seconds to go.
And at the time, I think Mike was sensing maybe a turnover there.
Yep.
Grant salvaged the situation, but it was just after Mike had called for the timeout.
36-33, Limestone by three, 6 seconds to play. 30-second timeout by the Streaks. Galesburg with Gibson, Davis, Parks, Ross, and Shaw on the floor. And again, with Meeker and Jones out right now, definitely hurts. That's 14 of their 33 points. Limestone, again with Shelby on the floor for the final about 60 seconds here. Anderson, along with Rupp, Ortman, Williams, and Burns defensively. 6 seconds to go. Ross to inbound in front of the limestone bench. Gets it into Gibson at the volleyball line. 4 seconds to go. Backdoor cut to Shaw. Steps to the basket and banks it in. And that's the end of the first half. Big, big basket by the sophomore to end the first half. And Gillsburg cuts the lead to 1 at halftime, 36-35. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half numbers. We'll get a word from the Streaks coaching staff and give you the Gillsburg and Limestone individual scoring totals. It's 36-35 Limestone by 1 as the teams head to the locker rooms. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My tummy doesn't feel so good.
I can't get rid of this sinus headache.
Ouch.
For minor illnesses and injuries that aren't 911 emergencies, but there isn't a remedy in your medicine cabinet, that's when you turn to OSF Prop Care in Gillsburg or OSF Holy Family Clinic in Monmouth. Appointments aren't necessary, and both locations are open weekends. So when you have a cut that needs stitches and it's Saturday, medical professionals are available. OSF Prop Care and OSF Holy Family Clinic. Altogether better.
My husband and I both work during the day, and I don't feel safe leaving her by herself.
When I was a kid, we couldn't go anywhere without my dad running into somebody he knew. He needs that social connection.
Every day, once a week, whatever your needs for adult care are, Gordon Behrendt Senior Center is the solution. For your mother or father, we can provide a chance to get out of the house and socialize. A hot meal, someone to make sure they're taking those daytime meds, and activities to look forward to. For you, the peace of mind of knowing your loved one is cared for by trained staff, the ability to work and not worry, or just have a much-needed break from being a caretaker.
Funding is available, and the staff can assist you with funding resources so you can get the help you need in a matter of days. And if you want to tour the Gordon Behrendt Senior Center, give Connie a call. She'll arrange your visit.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Behrendt Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to gelsberg.info, keyword seniors.
Men's, women's, and children's winter apparel, 50% off. If you love to save money, then you have to shop at Community Treasures during the Black Friday and Saturday sale today and tomorrow only. Take their already reduced prices on gently used winter apparel and slash them in half. The result? Insane savings you won't find anywhere else. Shirts, sweaters, coats, pants, all 50% off. And feel good because your purchase supports local nonprofits in the area. Community Treasures Thrift Store on East Main in Gillsburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Gillsburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Gillsburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Gillsburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Very entertaining first half here between the Silver Streaks and the Limestone Rockets. Both teams undefeated. The Rockets 3-0, the Silver Streaks 2-0. And Limestone has a one-point lead. They outscore Gillsburg 27-15 in that second quarter, and they lead 36-35 at the half. Jim, the good news for Gillsburg, they barely put Limestone in the bonus in the first half. They picked up only 17 fouls. Unfortunately, six of them belong to two players.
Two starters, too.
Two starters. That's the bad news. Denzel Jones and Ethan Meeker.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I think Limestone just plays their game. I don't think they really worry about getting fouls on certain people. But obviously, if Jones or Meeker pick up a fourth early in the third quarter, it puts us at a tough situation. But we've seen some nice contributions off the bench. Kevonte Shaw continues to impress, the sophomore getting some playing time, and his minutes will increase. And we're hanging in there at 20-9 after one quarter. I would have never thought we'd be sitting here down a point at the break, but. You know, again, this team didn't get third in the state last year for no reason. They've got a lot of talent, and they play hard.
Well, you know, and you look at a situation where here's Terrence Shelby, who has a big second quarter. He scores 16 in the first half. Meeker and Jones each pick up three fouls, and Grant Gibson doesn't have a field goal the entire first half. And with all those things taken into play, Gillsburg's down one.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we really made our fortune there in that one stretch where Matthews got kicked out. Grant was hitting free throw after free throw down here. We cashed in. We got 6 points, I think, in that one trip.
Yep.
Four free throws and a bucket. So that was great as we built that lead. But not having Coach Matthews didn't seem to phase this limestone team at all. They again, I think the players just took it on themselves in that first quarter huddle, said, we're getting embarrassed out here. And they made sure that that didn't happen in the second quarter.
And, the second quarter makes their game statistics so far look a whole lot better than they were after that first quarter. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, the first half numbers look like this.
All right, Galesburg shooting 48%, 12 of 25 from the field. Still not a three-pointer in the bunch for the Streaks.
But they've shot only two.
Yeah, that's not trying that many. 13 out of 31 for Limestone. They picked it up 10 of 17 in the second quarter, led by Terrence Shelby. They're at 42% for the half. Rebounding edge to Limestone. We've got them, 10-7-17 for the half, and the Silver Streaks was 16. And the turnovers, 8 of those for the Silver Streaks and 6 for the Rockets. So pretty even on paper. We hope to have another similar second half.
Again, Galesburg 0 for 2 from three-point range. Limestone 5 of 17, and I think that surprises me as much as anything that they've taken that many from the outside. Rockets 5 of 7 from the free throw line, and the Silver Streaks 11 of 16. We'll take a break here on the halftime show. Again, we'll take a look at the individual scoring when we come back. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when Galesburg comes out of the locker room. Limestone 36, Galesburg 35 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My vision was decreasing and had trouble reading the paper and so on, even with glasses. I went to Dr. Ruppel. He examined my eyes and said I had cataracts, and said if I wanted them removed, why, he could do it.
Martha Orwig of Avon trusted Dr. Ruppel to perform her cataract procedure. He removed her cataracts and gave her lifestyle lenses, which restored Martha's vision to the point that she no longer needs glasses, something she was pleasantly surprised about.
I really didn't know after I had the surgery, you know, what the outcome would be. No, the glasses just stay in the drawer.
If you find yourself in a similar situation, Martha has some advice for you.
Have the surgery, because it's really not much to it. I would recommend Dr. Ruppel.
Find out if you're a candidate for the Advanced Technology Lens Procedure with patient-preferred vision at Dr. Ruppel's office in Galesburg. Results may vary. Make an appointment today for your consultation, because everyone wants 20/20.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm agent at the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. Checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Craddy, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy and not as cold tonight with lows of 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 45. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows getting down around 24. Sunday, sunshine with highs of 42. Sunday night, cloudy, lows of 29. Monday, cloudy with a high of 44. Monday night, cloudy, lows of 35. And finally, Tuesday, cloudy throughout the day, highs of 45, overnight lows of 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 28 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Time at John Field Gymnasium, 36-35, Limestone by one here at the break. Individual scoring, Terrence Shelby leads the Rockets with 16 in the first half. In fact, he leads all scorers with 16. Lorenzo Burns and John Ortman each have 7. David Anderson with 4. Adam Scholl has 2. Nick Page, Cody Rupp, Chris Dixon-Williams have not scored for the Rockets. For the Silver Streaks, nobody in double figures. Devin Ross is the closest with 9, but good balance by Galesburg offensively. Ross with 9. Denzel Jones with 8. Grant Gibson and Ethan Meeker each with 6. Tyson Parks has 4. Off the bench, Kevontae Shaw got the last bucket for Galesburg with about a second left to get the Streaks within 1. Eric Thompson and Logan Davis have not scored. It's 36-35. Limestone by 1 at halftime. If you're just joining us because of being out running around or whatever might be going on during this holiday weekend. Eddie Matthews, with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter, got kicked out of the game. He got two technical fouls in the span of about 3 seconds, one for being out of the coach's box and then one for jawing at the official. It happened so fast, if you blinked, you might have missed it. He was out of the game, and the Streaks have taken advantage of it. Let's go down sideline. Our coach's interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Here's Jim Lee.
Okay, Steve, obviously a hectic pace in that first half.
Yeah, really good ball game. Two nice ball clubs. They're aggressive. They're quick. They'll take it at you. Can hit you in a hurry. We've got to keep our composure while not losing our aggressiveness. We got a couple guys with some foul issues, and we've got to be able to cover up on them and run a little bit better offensive execution, and we're right in the game.
I guess they showed in that second quarter why they play with pride, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're the real deal. We feel like we're the real deal, too. Let's see how this comes here and make a couple adjustments here and like what we've got going.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman. Galesburg will have the ball to begin the second half, and that was the other aspect I was going to recap from the first half. The two stories are the technicals on Eddie Matthews that got him bounced from the game, and from Galesburg's perspective, three fouls in the first half each on Ethan Meeker and Denzel Jones, who were both on the floor with Ross, Gibson, and Parks to start the second half. Meeker for three, hit it! Ethan got free from the top of the arc, stepped to the left, and looking very comfortable shooting that one, more so than he has in the first 2.5 games so far. Knocks down the perimeter jumper. He has 9, and Galesburg's back on top by 2. Shelby driving. Help side coming over. Misses a shot off the rim, and the rebound put back up and in by David Anderson. Anderson with 8 rebounds in the game. That's his second bucket. He has 6, and we're tied at 38. Meeker with it on the left side. Out top to Grant Gibson. Steps left. Back over to Meeker. Another 3. That one's a little bit long, and the rebound by Chris Dixon-Williams on the opposite side. Very quickly into the front court. Williams drives it all the way. Dishes into the corner for Shelby. Missed it. Rebound batted around. The Streaks had hands on it but couldn't control it, and Limestone comes up with it. See, Jim, you end up 10 seconds late up here in the second half, and you miss all this action. I'll tell you, this is an entertaining game to watch.
I almost got in the game there. Asked Steve one extra question. They're ready to hand the ball inbounds, and I'm running around out there on the court. So.
Ethan Meeker just picked up his 4th foul on that baseline. So he hits the jumper coming out at halftime. And now he's got to go to the bench. Here's another 3 on the way. That one won't go down. Williams misses from the left corner. Tyson Parks with the rebound. He has 7 boards in the game. Tied at 38. Gibson drives all the way with the right hand, and Grant gets his first bucket of the game with 6:45 to go in the third quarter.
And able to get up and avoid the charge. They were trying to draw the charge there. He just slid right past the guy and kept his focus on the basket.
Anderson was too far under the basket anyway. Here's a jumper. Air ball, and right under the basket, Limestone collects it, can't put it back in, and then on the weak side, there's another put back, that won't go, and finally Anderson is fouled. 4 shots at the basket after Burns took a terrible 3-point shot from the wing, and they end up getting free throws out of it after all that. Shaw picks up his first foul.
Well, we knew tonight was going to be the kind of test we were looking for. The first couple of games, we could get away with missing a rebound or a few mistakes, and tonight, anytime you don't grab the ball with authority or don't have a real clear decision what you're going to do with the ball, you're going to pay the price. This Limestone team is very good.
Anderson makes the first and the second free throw. He has 4 in the quarter, 8 for the game, and we're tied again at 40. Ross and Gibson in the backcourt. Here comes Grant bringing it across with the left hand. Gives to Ross, spins away from Williams, drives, pull up from 10 feet, off the back of the rim, rebound by Williams, who just kept moving toward the basket after he lost Ross on the outside. Here comes Limestone trying to regain the lead, down the lane, too strong, but there's Anderson with another rebound putback. He has 11 rebounds in the game and 10 points, so he very quickly goes into a double-double as Limestone regains the lead. Gibson to Tyson Parks on the outside. Shaw comes out to the right wing. To the high post. Oops. Dribbles it off of Denzel Jones' leg into the backcourt, and the Streaks turn it over. This is as shaky as Galesburg has looked in as tight of a game as they've played so far this year. Tough little 30-second stretch here. 5:43 to go. Limestone has not led by more than 3 tonight. They lead by 2 here, trying to make it 4. Williams, looks like he might have carried the ball on his hip a little bit there as he collected it. Now Shelby has it on the outside. He backs it up into the midcourt corner. looking left, trying to drive right, pulls up from the free throw line. High arching shot over Grant Gibson is good, and he has 18 for the game.
That's an impossible shot to stop. I mean, you get that kind of elevation and you're fading away with a high arching shot. I mean, you just got to hope it doesn't go in because you can't do much about that.
And a foul away from the ball, I think, on Chris Dixon-Williams as he held Devin Ross trying to cut down the left side of the lane. That's the first of the game on Williams. And the first on Limestone here in the second half. Inbounds to Ross. Top of the circle, Gibson lost his man. Pulls up from the high post. That one rolls off. Unfriendly on the roll. Battle for the rebound. Goes to Anderson again. 12 boards in the game now. Better not miss down there because he's bound and determined to get the rebound. Now a terrible shot by Shelby. Under the basket, collected by Anderson. Gets blocked on the way up. Again he comes up with it. Driving down the lane with a left hand up. Burns gets fouled.
We just could not keep him off the boards, and mainly Anderson. He has been something else in there tonight. And they've kept the other big kids been on the bench. John Ortman, who played,
haven't needed him
very well in the second quarter.
Yep,
has not appeared yet here in the third, and they're building their lead at 4 and now 5.
Rattled around the rim, kissed off the backboard, and dropped through. Third free throw of the game for Lorenzo Burns. He has 6 points now.
I hate to get behind 8 or 10 to these guys. It's going to be tough to come back, especially with Meeker on the bench with 4 fouls.
Scored 8 straight points to turn a 2-point deficit into a 6-point lead now. Their biggest of the night with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Devin Ross into the front court. Has it batted away. Stolen away by Williams. Driving with a right hand. Switches to the left to shield. Use his body to shield the shot. That's the first basket of the game for Chris Dixon-Williams. And Galesburg calls a timeout. Down by 8 with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Full timeout by the Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Dashing through the snow, decorating, baking, trips to finish up your shopping list, attending parties and get-togethers, you can manage the hustle and bustle with ease when you call Handy Van. Think of us as your sleigh this holiday season. This is Deidre Mannon, manager of the Handy Van. Nothing would delight us more than to pick you up, take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits, and bring you right back home. Spending time with family and friends is especially important during this magical time of year, and we'll do everything we can to make sure your holiday season is memorable. City of Galesburg Handy Van on the second floor of City Hall, helping you live independently.
Give the gift of health this year, all day today. When you purchase a $50 gift card for the Knox County YMCA, you get $5 for free. Gift cards can be used for things such as before and after school care, Cool Age Club, tumbling, martial arts, so many ways to put those healthy dollars to play. Spend 50, get 5 free, going on now at your Knox County YMCA. No one is ever turned away for an inability to pay. The Y. So much more.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Limestone. A 10-0 run has put the Rockets up by 8. Here's Gibson, a left-side jumper from 15 feet. That won't go down. Weak side rebound pops into the hands of Burns. Leads the break to Shelby with the right hand up and in transition. And now Limestone has its first 10-point lead of the game. Just that quickly after the miss on one end, they're back in transition. Exactly what Coach Mike Reynolds warned about in the pregame show.
Very balanced team, and it looks like seniors playing sophomores right now because that's basically what it is.
Ross on the outside, Shaw out there, Gibson just a junior, but he's got 3 years of varsity experience as he drives to the basket and gets fouled. Grant still with only one basket in the game, 6 free throws in the first quarter, makes up 75% of his points tonight, and he's going back to the line shooting 2 here. Second foul of the game on Nick Page. Second foul on Limestone here in the second half as well. 3:41 to go, third quarter, and that free throw ends the 12-point Limestone run.
Speaking of sophomores, Eric Thompson will check in now. Tyson Parks will grab some. Well, you don't grab bench anymore, do you?
No, nope.
You grab some chair.
Grab some cushion. 2 free throws by Gibson, 50-42, Galesburg down 8. Thompson will have to play stronger and more confidently than he did in the first quarter. He looked a little lost out there, and he's guarding Anderson right now, who has 14 rebounds in the game. On the right side, Shelby loses Gibson briefly on the screen. Grant fights through it, and there's Thompson doing a good job defensively. Comes around the backside of Anderson, knocks it out of bounds. Both Rupp and Burns are on the baseline. Burns tells Rupp, get back in there. I'll inbound it. They bring everything heavy to the right side of the basket. Looking. Inbound it goes into the corner to Williams. He'll bring it back out. Fake by Burns. They cleared out on the left side. He took it down the lane and put it up and in. 52-42. Back to a 10-point limestone lead. Approaching the 3-minute mark of the third quarter. Thompson looking down low. Gets it away to Denzel Jones in the corner. Denzel still playing with three fouls. Tough pass deflected. Gibson picks it up on the run and shoots and scores from the free throw line. 52-44, Galesburg down 8, Limestone back quickly, and a charge foul called as Lorenzo Burns ran into two Silver Streaks defenders near the baseline. That's the second foul on Burns, and I think, Jim, only the first turnover of the second half on Limestone,
yeah,
right?
Limestone's been nearly perfect. They've missed a few shots, but every time they miss, they get the rebound, and they've been unstoppable. That's the thing. We've got to find a way to play some better defense. There's no way we can score enough points to win this game. We've got to play better on the defensive end, and then Grant Gibson starting to warm up a little bit on the other end, and we've got to have a lot of things go right here against these guys.
Gibson with it at the free throw line. Cut off into the left corner. It goes to Shaw. I think his foot might have been on the line, but he missed it anyway, and the rebound comes down to Rupp on the weak side. Streak still down 8, 2:25 to go third quarter. Long ways to go in this game, but as quickly as Limestone can score, they could put that lead up to 20 in a hurry, or Galesburg can go on a run and cut that deficit quickly on their own terms. Which way will it go? Anderson trying to post up Thompson. Curls around him on the baseline, and a foul called on Thompson.
Yeah.
Got the position underneath, and all Eric could do was reach back and foul him.
Yeah.
That'll be the second of the game, first of the game, on Thompson.
Little hesitation, then just spun right around him. And you know, out high, we've got a tough matchup, too. Cavante Shaw trying to guard Chris Dixon Williams, and Williams is so quick. Shaw doing the best he can, but for him to be out there guarding the other team's point guard, a good one, is a pretty tough assignment.
Anderson's first missed free throw of the night. He has 10 points in the game. Here's J.J. Range into the game. His first action of the night, 2:09 to go third quarter. Limestone leads still at 8. They've led by as many as 10 here. All in the third quarter. Galesburg was up 11 at the end of one, 20-9. Limestone has dominated
good
since then.
There.
And now a foul on Orkman over the top of Eric Thompson after the second missed free throw. Thompson had position, and Orkman just kind of cleared Eric out underneath the basket and got called for his second foul.
Yeah, glad they got that because that was clearly a push-off from behind by Orkman.
Senior trying to take advantage of the sophomore there. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 8-point Limestone lead, Streaks with the ball. Ross on the inlet pass on the bounce to Jones. He'll come back out to the perimeter, gets it over to Range on the right wing. J.J. top of the circle to Gibson, trying to work around a double screen. Kicks it out to J.J. at the high post, has the ball knocked out of his hands, stolen away by the Rockets. Orkman comes up with a steal into the front court. Williams quickly down low to Anderson. Spin move on Thompson, and then the ball wedges into the between the rim and the backboard, and the held ball will keep it on Limestone's end.
First wedgie of the year that time.
Yep.
And you notice J.J. Range found out on the other end, you mentioned his first time in the game, the hands are a lot quicker in this one. You know, the Pekin and East Peoria players, while they played hard, were not very quick. This is a whole other level we're playing at tonight with Limestone.
Now Marty Flaherty gets in because Orkman had his own teammate, Shelby, or rather Anderson, right on his back, and Marty Flaherty told him they couldn't do that. Williams around the screen at the top just blasts right down the right side of the lane for the layup. 10-point lead. And now a foul called on Williams out high as he gets a hand check on Devin Ross just across half court. That's the second of the game on Chris Dixon Williams. 5 team fouls on Limestone with a minute 31 to go third quarter.
Yeah, at halftime I was talking with Jason Spring down there and Doug Owen, asked them what they thought about the, you know, kicking Matthews out of the game. They said, they thought that was awfully quick. They didn't really hear anything that they thought warranted him being ejected from the game, and they were standing right down there. So, interesting perspective from a couple of Streaks fans.
Here's Gibson, found an opening down the right side, takes it all the way for the basket and the foul. And Grant, who lived on traditional three-point plays in the earlier game today against East Peoria, gets a chance at another one here. Third foul of the game now on John Orkman. Gibson's third basket of the game, all in this third quarter. He has 8 points in the quarter, 14 for the game, trying to make it 15 with the Streaks down 8. And it's good.
Well, you'd love to see us get this thing 4 or 5 points going into the fourth quarter. It's 7 right now. Limestone with the ball just over a minute to go. We'll see what happens.
On the outside, Shelby gives it right back to Rupp on the wing. Jones comes out to double-team him. Now Ross comes over for the trap, and Devin reaches out, grabs him on the arm, and picks up his first foul.
Well, it was worth the try, though. He poked it away from behind, but got some arm, and you got a guy in there right now in Rupp that hasn't played much in this game and try to take advantage of the situation.
Problem is, when you double-team Rupp, that's going to leave somebody pretty dangerous open somewhere. This is Williams with it now near half court, just across half court, as he's going to work against Logan Day. He's found an opening, drive, dishes it out, and another offensive foul as Williams drove around Davis, but he ran into Denzel Jones as he passed it away too late. And that's the third foul on Chris Dixon Williams, all in the third quarter.
Well, that was a heads-up play by Denzel Jones. A lot of players never think about that, away from the ball, to be able to set yourself up like that, and he did it and took the charge right in the chest.
Second Limestone turnover of the quarter, both on offensive fouls. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Ross down the lane with a right-hand floater. Ball batted around, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Gillsburg.
That's one of those possessions. We got the stop on defense. Would have been nice to get that basket, trim it down to 5, but the floater just wouldn't go. And we're not getting any second chances. We had 5 offensive rebounds in the first half, not a single one here in this third quarter.
I've only got us for 1 rebound period this quarter.
Yeah, I've got a couple on the defensive end, but that's few and far between.
22 seconds to go, third quarter. Limestone will hold for the last shot, leading by 7 here. Streaks need a turnover and a basket. Need to do something in transition if they can make it happen in the last 12 seconds now.
At minimum, just a stop.
Mearns on the outside, dishes it over to Shelby, guarded by Gibson. Backs up around the screen by Ortman. Thompson comes out to help out. Shelby drives all the way. And another offensive foul drawn by Denzel Jones as Shelby just kept moving to the basket. Denzel was waiting for him at the edge of the lane, and they do get the defensive stop, but only 3/10 of a second to go.
Shelby pretty incredulous at that call.
Galesburg can't do anything with it, but they hold the deficit to 7 at the end of 3. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
88-year-old Sally Jackson is one lucky senior.
Sally's son moved in to help care for her so that she could remain in her home.
But soon after, Sally's neighbor Carol paid a visit.
And luckily, Carol was aware of warning signs that might signal elder abuse.
Sally was helped because of an alert neighbor.
Not all elderly victims are as lucky as Sally Jackson.
The National Crime Prevention Council wants to help you recognize elder abuse and report it to local law enforcement. Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Third quarter for the Silver Streaks. They're not out of it. Down 7 going into the fourth quarter, 54-47, and the Streaks have the ball to begin this final quarter. On the left side, Ross. Back into the game, Ethan Meeker. Top of the circle for 3. Off the rim. Rebound chased down by Tyson Parks. Another chance at it. Denzel Jones on the right wing. Double team. Gets it over to Parks and rolls off on the shot down low. Rebounded by Limestone. Great opportunities now. Quick shot by Shelby off the front of the rim. Parks with another rebound. Into the front court, Gibson. Galesburg down 7. Gibson down the lane. Free throw line scores and a foul.
Well, it's nice to see one last charge at least here by the Silver Streaks in the fourth quarter, getting all 5 of our starters back out there on the court. That ought to help the rebounding situation. We got destroyed on the boards in that third quarter, 13-2. And you can't let that continue. And Gibson with a chance for a 3-point play could get us within 4 here. And hopefully Meeker will be around for a while with those 4 fouls and be able to contribute offensively.
And the free throw is good by Gibson. He's quietly racked up 17 points in the game now. Galesburg down 4, 54-50, and 19 fouls on Limestone here in the second half. That was the first of the game on Cody Rupp, by the way. He has it now on the right side in front of the Limestone bench. Dribbles it back out between the circles to Burns. Ross comes out. A little token defense on him. Now Burns starts the dribble. Works his way toward the right corner in front of the scoring table. To the top of the circle now. Backs up. Trying to pull Gelsberg away from the basket defensively and find that hole that they can penetrate or find somebody cutting to the basket. Gibson playing one-on-one with Shelby running through the lane. On the outside, Scholl comes out, guarded by Denzel Jones. Shelby has it now on the half-court line, and too much contact by Grant Gibson. A little bit of bumping going on as he's trying to nudge Shelby into the backcourt for an over and back, but that's the first foul on Gibson. 16 foul on Gelsberg. 6:47 to go. Streaks looking for another defensive stop. Nearly stolen away by Gibson. But again, too much contact riding up the backside of Shelby going for the steal and two quick fouls on Grant.
Yeah, I think Grant was surprised when he turned around. That ball was right on him. He was keeping Shelby intact, but I don't think he expected to see the ball coming on the inbound that far across the court. And when he saw that, then he reached over and got Shelby as well.
So that puts Limestone into the bonus now. 1-1 coming for Terrence Shelby. Only one free throw attempt tonight. He makes it, and now he makes that one. Gets the second one. 5-point lead for the Rockets, 55-50. Shelby with 5.5, 21 for the game.
Shelby's mannerisms and, of course, his left hand and the way he shoots, he reminds me of John Peters, who used to play for the Silver Streaks. He's a little bit bigger threat all over the court to score, but still a lot of the same type of mannerisms.
Gibson, crossover dribble in the backcourt. Now a hold called on Shelby as these two are playing foul for foul against each other, going man-to-man. That'll be the third of the game on Terrence Shelby, and 10 team fouls on Limestone puts Gibson back at the free throw line. Grant is 10 for 13 from the free throw line in this game, and now 11 of 14.
So when you're behind in a ball game, you like a lot of stops.
Yep.
So far this first minute plus has seen a lot of stops of action, and the Streaks are back within four after Gibson nails both free throws.
That's 14 in the second half, does Gibson. Keeps Gelsberg down four here with 6:30 to go in the game. Shelby on the outside, still guarded by Gibson. Streaks settle back into a 1-3-1 zone here with Meeker, Jones playing with seven fouls combined between them. Parks, Ross, and Gibson also on the floor. So the starters out there for Gelsberg, for Limestone, Rupp and Scholl did not start the game. Rupp has it now outside the free throw line. Gives to Shelby, cutting in from the left side. Dishes it into the lane to Scholl. Comes up short with a scoop under the basket. Jones with a rebound. Hesitation dribble into traffic. Picks it up. Somebody's open. He gets it over to Ross for three off the back of the rim. And the rebound chased down. Saved by Rupp on the sideline. Then he lost it out of bounds. And the Streaks will keep it.
Well, if that shot from Ross would have gone in, the house would have gone crazy.
Yep.
That was just off the mark. Would have got us within one, but some hustle keeps the ball on the Gelsberg end.
On the inbounds, Gibson to Denzel near half court. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Denzel dribbles it off of Limestone's leg.
Yes.
Thought maybe he dribbled it off his own foot, but it went off Scholl. Streaks will have it at half court. If somebody will inbound it. Ross comes all the way from underneath the basket, sprinting out toward half court to take the ball. And he will inbound it into the backcourt to Gibson. 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Streaks with the ball down four. Gibson dribbling to the right, trying to work around the screen. Runs into some contact, passes it away. Ross with it on the left side. Drives baseline. Shot is good and a foul. Ross had been held quiet. He had 9 points in the first half. That's his first bucket of the second half. And a free throw could put Gelsberg within one.
And another one of those, not quite as much of a continuation as what we saw in the first half, but he got fouled on the way to the basket. The official gives him the bucket and the free throw.
And the fourth foul on Chris Dixon-Williams, who's picked them all up here in the second half. Free throw, good. Gelsberg within one. 12 points on the night for the sophomore Devin Ross. It's 56-55. Limestone's lead is down to one, and the Rockets call a timeout. A full timeout with 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Streaks down one. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
what the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
5:35 to go in the game. Silver Streaks down one, 56-55. Limestone has called a first timeout of the game for the Rockets. Jim, I like the way things are going here for Galesburg. They've done a heck of a job fighting back into this game, down by 10 past the midpoint of the third quarter. They've got it back down to one, but we know how quickly Limestone could go on a little run and put this thing away. And
you know, when we've got our starting five in, we're right there with them. A lot of games, I know our bench can do a good job, but when you get against the premier teams, usually you've got to have your starters on the floor as much as possible, and that's absolutely the case here in this one tonight.
Down the lane, Dixon Williams dumps it off to Anderson, lays it up and in. First basket of the fourth quarter for David Anderson. It's a three-point Limestone lead.
Streak's trying to prove me wrong. It was 48-40. I said, I don't think we'll ever see the lead again. Well, we're knocking on the door, but back down three.
Down three. Gibson around a man. Down the lane. Banks it in with the right hand. He fought to create that shot all for himself. In the middle of the lane, he curled around, found an opening on the right side of the blocks, and the Streaks are back within one. Five in the quarter. 14 in the half and 22 for the game for Grant Gibson. Here's a deflected pass in the lane. Stolen away. Meeker into the front court. Had it lost from behind. Evan Ross wisely lets it go out of bounds, and the Streaks hang on to it.
Well, you know, if the Streaks happen to come back and win this game, Limestone, I think, will rethink their fourth quarter strategy because they've pulled it out and really have not been nearly as aggressive going to the basket, and I think they're paying the price for it.
Gibson found an opening, contact to the basket, and a foul on the floor is going to put Grant at the line shooting two as Rupp tried to draw the charge just outside the left side of the lane, but Gibson was going around him enough. Rupp picks up his second foul, and Gibson's going to the line with a chance to tie it. And then hopefully put the Streaks back up. Down by one, 58-57, still 46-36 to play in the game. First free throw, good. Grant Gibson's made a living at the line tonight. 13 of his points there, 13 of 16 from the free throw line. We're tied at 58. First tie since 40-40 early in the third quarter. Second one is good.
There we are, we got that lead.
First time the Streaks have been on top since 38-36 to begin the second half. 59-58, Gibson with 24. Limestone to the spread offense. Dixon Williams on the outside working against Ross, trying to drive left side, skips it up over the top. To the right side to Nick Page. To the free throw line, Anderson. Guarded by Tyson Parks. Anderson trying to post up. Spins in the lane. Banks it in. And a foul called on Parks.
That's tough. Tyson did everything he could
that time.
Anderson, you knew it was either going to be Anderson or Shelby that time. The experienced guys going to the basket. Anderson's been a little quiet here for a while, but he really took it right at Tyson there.
Third foul of the game on Tyson Parks, and the free throw by Anderson is good. He missed two late in the third quarter. He puts Limestone back up by two, 61-59. Approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter, we've still got a lot to play in this one. Ross, down the lane with a floater, ties it up.
Yeah, if you can get floaters from 3 feet, you like your odds there.
On the outside, Shelby, inside the free throw line. High arcing shot knocks it down. That was a tough shot, and he made it look easy. Quickly at the other end, Gibson to answer. Too strong off the backboard. Shelby with a rebound. Shelby all the way to the other end. Right corner, Page for three. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Ross throws it back into the lane, and Rupp chases it down for the steal. Here's Dixon Williams down the lane, dumps it off to Anderson. Contact, misses the shot. Parks out of nowhere with a rebound. There's a lot of contact down there. Streaks might have gotten away without getting called with a foul.
Yeah, I thought Anderson got, somebody got him on the back. We'll take the no call. We've had some breaks tonight, there's no question in this one, but still trail by two.
With 3:10 to go in the game. Gibson with a bad pass. Did not see Page there, who lays it up at the other end.
He was thinking about launching the three, and at the last second he didn't square up to do that and then tried to drop it off to his left and gives up the layup the other end.
uncontested with giving up the ball at half court like that. Now Grant drives, has the ball stolen away as he went down the lane. A no-look pass. Page at the other end throws it over the basket, but Anderson is there for the putback.
Well, as quickly as things look good, they look bleak again now with six straight from Limestone.
67-61 and a timeout called by the Streaks with 2:35 to go in the game.
Mike
Reynolds, we said they could score in a hurry.
Gets the timeout here. We're waiting to see if this is a 30 or a full. It will be a full timeout.
That's all he has left is two full timeouts. He uses one of them. 2:35 to play. Galesburg down six. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Multiple sclerosis destroys connection. So it's only fitting that connection would be its greatest enemy, because connection takes away MS's ability to isolate. And as more connections form, we end up with more knowledge, more resources, more understanding, more ideas, and more hope. And then, the connections we make become more powerful than the connections MS destroys. MS kills connection. Connection kills MS. Give what you know at msconnection.org.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
2:35 to go in the fourth quarter here at John Field Gymnasium. Final game of Game 2 of the Thanksgiving tournament. Silver Streaks cut a 10-point Limestone lead all the way down. In fact, got rid of it, took a one-point lead. The two teams exchanged leads, and three straight turnovers by the Silver Streaks have Limestone back on top by six. Coming out of the Streaks timeout, down low, Parks posting up, fadeaway shot, knocks it down over Anderson.
Maybe the biggest shot of the game at this point to get that one back down within four with just over 2 minutes to go.
First basket since the first quarter for Tyson Parks, and a big one. 67-63, Limestone with the ball and a four-point lead approaching the two-minute mark. Dixon Williams on the outside, guarded by Ross, nearly stolen away by Meeker, and he couldn't get his footing to regain his composure and get up along the sideline to steal it away, but a nice job defensively by Meeker.
I'll be surprised if anyone outside of Shelby or Anderson takes a shot here in the last 2 minutes.
Williams dumps it off to Anderson down low, and a good foul by Gibson from the backside is going to make Anderson earn it from the free throw line. Again, the penetration creates the open look, and Anderson goes back to the line shooting two. He's 5 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. Third foul of the game on Gibson. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way with 2 minutes to play. Anderson's first one up and rolls up. Streaks still down four.
Silver Streak student body has been standing the whole game. It's yellow and black. The girls in the, or the gold. The girls in the gold, the boys in the black.
17 on the game for Anderson. He makes the second free throw for 18 points. 5-point Limestone lead, 68-63. Ross on the dribble in the backcourt. Williams and Rupp waiting when he brings it across the timeline. Meeker gives right back to Ross. Spins away, picks up the dribble. Meeker is open on the left side, working his way toward the arc. Now taken away by Rupp. Ethan tried to do too much on the dribble. Rupp at the other end, blocking foul and a basket. Ross is going to send Rupp to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point play. And turnovers have led directly to this Limestone lead here late.
Yep, four turnovers, probably in the last six possessions, I would say. And the Rockets have cashed in on most of those. And so the experience of Limestone paying off down the stretch here in this one.
Minute 42 to go. Rupp's free throw puts Limestone back up by eight. His first points of the game here in the fourth quarter, 71-63 Rockets. And on that three-point possession for the fourth straight game to open the season, Limestone scores in the 70s. They give up some points, but they can put them on the board in a hurry, too. Minute 35 to go. Top of the circle, Ross down low, Shaw up, too strong, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and is fouled. Shaw battling hard underneath the basket, gets the clock stopped with a chance at a couple of free throws.
Again, we've said it the early game today and again this time. You like what Kevani Shaw is bringing us off a bench, a sophomore really with not much of any varsity experience, and he's battling in there. He looks like he belongs, and with every appearance, he's going to get better and better as he hits the free throw.
Three in the game for Kevante Shaw. Hit the basket just before the buzzer sounded at halftime. That got Galesburg back within one. That's his first point since then. Second free throw on the way. And good. No, it rattles in and out. Rebound by Shelby. Quietly has five rebounds. Guarded in the backcourt. Now he brings it across midcourt. Streaks doing some gambling here now. Down seven as the clock really starting to run out. Anderson whips one through the lane. And, wow, Williams collects it and lays it in on the weak side. Man, he fired that hard. Here's Ross driving. Dishes it into the left corner. Jones, baseline. Hammered down hard by Anderson on the block and collects it off the floor. At the other end, Shelby. Jump stop in the lane. And a foul called on the floor. He's going to shoot two free throws.
Limestone's taking this one home now. They are playing with a lot of confidence, spreading the floor well. They know how to attack the basket and playing well as a team. I mean, it's clear who the leaders are out there, but everybody's getting touches, and I'm really impressed with Limestone here in the final three quarters. They've been terrific.
And again, they've done it all without their head coach, who got ejected from the game with two back-to-back rapid-fire technicals with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Since then, they have taken over. Streaks put together a run throughout the late third quarter and into the fourth quarter. And now Limestone putting together an impressive run here in the final 2.5 minutes. To put this game away with 56.5 seconds to go, Shelby makes both free throws and their lead is 11. Since Galesburg tied the game at 61, Limestone's gone on a 14-3 run. Ross into the front court. Meeker on the right side. At the free throw line, dishes it over to Gibson. Quick three off the back of the rim. Rebound to Shelby. Here they come. They want to do some showtime. Shelby with a stop, a step back, missed the shot. Anderson deflecting the ball around, but it's Jones who comes up with it. Leading the break to the other end, has it knocked away from behind, and a push foul called. We'll send Denzel Jones to the free throw line, and I think Chris Dixon-Williams just fouled out of the game.
I'd like to have seen that happen earlier. He's been a good player for them tonight. Ball handler, quick player. But with 32 seconds left and down 11, probably not going to help us too much at this point.
75-64. Denzel Jones to the free throw line. 2 of 7 on the season from the stripe. So that's got to get better. His first trip to the line tonight. Two free throws coming. And he could get into double figures if he makes them both. 8 points on the night. First one is off the back of the rim.
Yep, as aggressive as Denzel goes to the basket, he's going to toe the line a lot, and that's the one thing he's going to have to work on big time is these free throws, because we're leaving too many points on the floor by not getting more of these free throws down.
Second one on the way, and good. 75-65, Galesburg down 10, 30 seconds to a Limestone victory, and the Streaks foul in the backcourt, stopping the clock. Lorenzo Burns will shoot two free throws here. Fighting Illini struggling at home against Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne. With a second left, they lead by two.
Same team that beat UNLV on the road earlier this week?
Apparently. And on my little scoring app here, I don't know who has the ball. So hopefully Illinois has the ball, so that Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne can't get off a last shot and pull off the upset at what's no longer called Assembly Hall. Although to the rest of us, I think it'll always be Assembly Hall. State Farm Center now, right?
A week from tomorrow, we will be there.
That's true.
Broadcasting the Silver Streaks against
Decatur-MacArthur.
Decatur-MacArthur, that's right.
11-point lead. Second free throw by Burns is good. Ross fires a three at the other end. And that one is pure. Knocks it down very smoothly. Galesburg uses its final timeout.
But yeah, well, we've broadcast from a lot of venues, but we've not done one from the formerly named Assembly Hall in Champaign, so we look forward to that. We'll have a tough team. I guess MacArthur's got a D1 player there that's going to be tough to handle.
Let's see.
4:30 start next Saturday afternoon in the shootout there.
Yeah, Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne, the Mastodons, made a layup with 1 second left to cut the lead to two. They have called two timeouts, and Illinois has called a timeout, so we're waiting for the final play. The Mastodons actually led by 8 at halftime. Illinois has outscored them 30-20 in the second half to lead by 2. So they've obviously had their struggles, maybe some jet lag coming back from Vegas.
The Mastodons. Well, I like teams with original nicknames.
Don't really associate a Mastodon with a basketball team, though.
Nor a Raptor, but they're Raptors. So.
That's true.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball.
22 seconds to go here coming off of the Ross three-pointer. Galesburg down eight, putting on the full court press. Likely will foul as quickly as they can. The lob on the inbound to Shelby, and Gibson grabs him from behind. So only 8 tenths of a second went off the clock. That's the fourth foul of the game on Gibson.
Nor does one usually associate Pelicans with playing basketball, but we have a team of those this year down in New Orleans.
Four pretzels.
Well, that's okay.
That's who Galesburg girls play tomorrow in the final game of their tournament. We'll have that one following the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies here on WGIL with Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson. Shelby's first free throw is good. He needed a few more points tonight. 77-68 is the Galesburg lead, and he misses the second. Shelby with 27 on the game now. Rebound by Gibson. Grant drives front court, takes it all the way to the basket, missed it. Rebound slams down off the floor and out of bounds. Last touched by Limestone, apparently. 9-point Rockets lead, 13 seconds to go. Shaw inbounds, Meeker, left corner, open. A little bit long in the shot. Weak side rebound by Shelby. Leads the break into the front court. Up court pass to Burns, lays it up and in. 79-68. A heave by the Streaks at the buzzer, and that's the game. Galesburg loses for the first time this season, just as Illinois finishes off a two-point win down in Champaign. 79-68 the final. The Rockets win it. Our post-game show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The biggest weekend of the holiday shopping season is here. And this year, Yem is asking the question, why save hundreds
when you could save thousands?
For the first time ever, Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC on the lot, which means the price you see is the lowest price guaranteed. Shop Yem's Black Friday sales event, and you'll save over $3,200 off a 2013 Chevy Equinox, over $2,600 off a 2014 Chevy Cruze. Holiday discount price to just over $17,800 or 2013 Chevy Malibu. Buy for $20,906 and save over $4,000. Or check out the 2013 Chevy Traverse. Markdown over $4,500.
Black Friday deals are about to be more than just getting a brand new TV,
especially when you can save thousands with holiday discount pricing on the brand new Chevy, Buick, and GMC of your dreams. Shop the Black Friday sales event today through Monday only at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy and not as cold tonight with lows of 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 45. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows getting down around 24. Sunday, sunshine with highs of 42. Sunday night, cloudy, lows of 29. Monday, cloudy with a high of 44. Monday night, cloudy, lows of 35. And finally, Tuesday, cloudy throughout the day, highs of 45, overnight lows of 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 28 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Entertaining game tonight, but it does not go the Silver Streaks' way. 79-68, Galesburg falls by 11. They're 2-1 on the year. And Limestone in position to win this tournament now at 4-0. They will play only one game tomorrow, and that will be against Moline at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. So they didn't even have to be here early for a game tomorrow. Pekin will start things off at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Galesburg will play Rantoul at 10:15. And, boy, Jim, there's another game. Streaks better come out and be ready. That one has the makings of a track meet at 10:15 in the morning, too.
Yeah, it does. But I think what transpired here tonight makes, and hopefully I'm not eating my words tomorrow after that one, but makes tomorrow easier, because the Rantoul's got a couple of good guards, but I mean they don't have the size,
true,
and the experience that this Limestone team does. And whenever you play a really good team, it seems like the next game you play against somebody that isn't that good, it kind of magnifies it. I mean, there's just more space to move on the court. You're freer to score. Your rebounds come easier. And again, I don't expect Mike Reynolds to say anything's going to be easy about Rantoul tomorrow, but just you're playing the level of competition that we played here tonight, it's bound to make tomorrow morning seem a little softer. We'll see what happens, but that's my thought going in, is we really ran into a heck of a team here tonight.
Yeah, again, keeping in mind, Galesburg was up 11 at the end of the first quarter at 20-9, and then Limestone put it into another gear in the second quarter, outscored the Silver Streaks 27-15. They were ahead by one at the halftime, built the lead to 10 in the third quarter. Galesburg fought back, actually regained the lead by one in the fourth quarter, and we're up 59-58. Limestone retook the lead at 61-59. Streaks tied it at 61, and from that point on, the Rockets outscored Galesburg 18-7 and won it by 11 here, 79-268. Our postgame statistics are brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll talk to the coach coming up. Let's look at the numbers first of all, Jim.
All right, let's check the final shooting. In fact, I was too busy talking and not tallying enough here. 46-56-62. So Limestone showing at the end of this one, they hit 50% in the fourth quarter, 8 out of 16. And so that gives them at the end of the game 28 for 62 from the field, so a percentage of 45%. And many times when they weren't getting the first shot down, they were keeping it alive and getting a second and third opportunity. 18 offensive rebounds in this one.
Gosh,
for Limestone.
That's the difference in the game as far as I'm concerned.
It sure is one of them. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Silver Streaks. I've got them at 22 out of 51 from the field. So I would guess a pretty similar shooting percentage. Yeah, 43% to 45%.
Streaks took only 7 three-point shot attempts tonight, made 2 of them. That's a big difference. But again, in the transition game, they could get up and down the floor a little bit more, so didn't have to launch as many from the outside.
They could. And Limestone played more of what the type of defense you're going to see in the Western Big Six. There just weren't many wide-open looks. You know, I think we would have taken more had we had the opportunity. But they played very good defense, and we're not going to allow us to just stand out there and try and get hot from three-point land.
True.
Total rebounds, Limestone we had with 40 on the night. As you mentioned, 18 of those on the offensive end. Silver Streaks with 28 rebounds total. And the turnover count, 15 for Galesburg, 10 for Limestone. But Galesburg's came at a critical time there in the fourth quarter, as you mentioned, Brad. When we got the game tied at 61, things looked very encouraging. But turned it over twice in a row, and I want to think 4 out of 6 possessions. And Limestone came away with points, I think, every time that they came back down off of a turnover and quickly built that lead back up to 8 points. And it was pretty well over at that point. 79-68, your final here tonight as the Streaks go to 2-1.
5 for 19 was Limestone from three-point range. Silver Streaks, as we mentioned, finished 2 of 7. Rockets were 18 of 24 from the free throw line, 9 of 11 in the fourth quarter. So that's what good teams do. They knock them down at crunch time and help secure their victory. They did that here tonight. And the Streaks, not bad, 22 of 29 from the free throw line. And More than half of those coming from Grant Gibson. We'll take a break here on the postgame show. When we come back, we'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. We'll also run through the individual scoring for you and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Limestone wins it 79-68. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Our local mom-and-pop businesses are the heart of any town and have joined together to promote Small Business Saturday. It's a reminder that local small businesses are vital to the community, and you don't have to travel far to find just what you need for the holidays.
Shop Garden Gate Florist and Greenhouse in Abingdon this holiday season with extended hours and special events this weekend. Check them out on Facebook for more details.
All Black Friday deals will be extended into tomorrow while quantities last at Kohl's Diamond Gallery on South Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Get a jump start this December with the YMCA's Pay the Day when your join fee is equal to the day of the month.
Bill and Brenda at Shea Willie's are proud to be part of this small business community and invite you to stop in to relax when you're tired of turkey leftovers.
The Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you to shop the local small businesses that support your community and experience the best customer service around.
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on Northwestern. Coverage begins tomorrow at 2.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Limestone wins it tonight over Galesburg 79-68. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim Lee is with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, Mike, I know you're disappointed. You would have loved to have knocked off this team here tonight. Your team fought back, got it even at 61, but some ball handling troubles there at that point on, and felt like Limestone just showed their experience down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, too many live ball turnovers, certainly. Too many live ball turnovers, and there's no defense for live ball turnovers, you know. So if that's gonna continue, that's not going to be good. But, that's as good a team as we'll probably play all year, to be real honest. You know, I know there'll be some as good, but there are not too many teams better than them. I've seen them all summer long. I saw a lot of good teams, and they're as good and athletic as any team. And, you know, live ball turnovers and second chance points, hard to defense that. So we've got some things to shore up, but we got a lot of confidence in our guys. I think it'll be okay.
In a lot of ball games, you can go pretty deep on the bench and still be able to hold the fort. In this ball game, you really had to play your starters more, especially with Tyson Parks out of there. They really were killing us on the boards, and so you had to go with those starters longer.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that going in, and Meek getting in some foul trouble hurt us, but, that wasn't the end-all, be-all of the game. I think they had some guys in foul trouble, too, and they got a really good player. You know, Shelby's really good, and we didn't have an answer for Anderson inside, and tonight he made his free throws. You know, earlier in the tournament, he's missed a whole bunch. He rose the occasion and made his free throws tonight.
Shelby is, I mean, even if you got a guy on him that's a little bigger, we were marveling, he'd be tough to stop because the guy, he's got the left hand, he does the fadeaway, he gets that high arch on the shot, and sometimes with a guy like that, I guess you just got to hope he misses.
Well, I mean, he's got to shoot contested jump shots. I thought Grant did a good job on him. That wasn't the difference between the game. You know, the difference in the game is their other two guards penetrating and throwing down to those post players and letting them shoot it. I mean, we've got to be able to keep smaller little guys outside the lane. You know, I mean, if we don't do it, you know, they're going to end up shooting jump shots. And I think if you saw a shot chart, most of their shots are within 5-6 feet.
When you got down 48-40, I told Brad, I said, I don't think we'll ever see the lead again. A credit to you guys for fighting back and getting this thing down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, we've got fighters out here still. We still got fighters, and we got competitive kids. And some of those guys, that's their first time to test their mettle. And I thought Devin Ross played well. We've got to stop some of the live ball turnovers. I mean, that killed us down the stretch. We had three possessions in a row where they ran down. You know, I think we're down a couple, and they ran down, and now we're down 8. And then you go to the fouling game and all that stuff, and that doesn't work against good teams. It's 30 seconds left. You're hoping for a miracle like Moline, where you still have it like we did last year, where you still have a chance. But that usually doesn't happen against really, really good teams. That's about 1 in a million.
You'll probably disagree with this, but I was telling Brad, a game like this, when you play Rantoul tomorrow, it might seem a little bit easier just in the fact that these guys are so good that Rantoul might seem like he get a few more open shots, things won't be as contested, but every game's a new game, I guess.
Every game's a new game, but let me give you a little hint. A lot of teams are going to feel easier than playing Limestone. I mean, they've ran up, you know, almost 80 points on everybody, and You know, I heard somebody say today, well, they've given up 60 every game. I said, well, you can give up 60 when you score 75 or 80. You know, we won't win games if we've got to try to score 80 points.
All right, Rantoul tomorrow. A couple of pretty good guards. I guess that's where you got to start tomorrow.
Certainly. Johnny Jones, we know that. And I'm escaping the name Talen. Talen, number 12. Those guys, we remember them from Taylorville. They lit us up like we were standing still last year. So we'll see a little mixture of defenses. We'll see some man. We'll see some zone. Probably have to go a little deeper since it's the second day. But, you know, I thought our guys that came in played well. We just have to get a little more cohesive, stay together a little more on the offensive end. I mean, those guys got to know what they're doing. If you're going to come in and play the game, you got to know what you're doing.
Finally, a pretty good crowd here tonight. Do you feel that support from the home crowd?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, we just got to – we hope they come back because I think this team is going to continue to grow and get better we got a lot of chance to do some good things.
And Eddie Matthews was not around long tonight. The Limestone coach, were you surprised at that quick ejection?
Well, they're on the coaching box. You notice I've tried to stay a little closer to the action. I mean, it just is what it is, you know. And I don't feel so bad for him. He didn't feel too bad for me a few years ago at Notre Dame when I got hooked in about 8 seconds. So, yeah, I mean, I he looked at me and I wanted to say, yeah, you didn't come help me when I got thrown out there. So it is what it is. You know, I feel bad for him because you never want to see a game as well and as hard as everybody played marred like that. I don't think it had much effect on the game. You know, just is what it is. Kids, as fast as that game, you know, the coaches had a little, you know, little to do with it a lot of times.
All right, Coach, thanks. As always, see you in the morning.
All right, thanks a lot.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds joining us here on the post game. Let's finish up the individual scoring, which we have not given you yet. Three players in double figures for Limestone, led by Terrence Shelby with 27, David Anderson with 18, and Lorenzo Burns with 14. John Ortman finished with 7 tonight, Chris Dixon-Williams with 6. Cody Rupp had 3, Nick Page and Adam Scholl each had 2. So everybody who played for Limestone tonight scored. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson led the way with 24. Devin Ross added 17 tonight. Great offensive game for the sophomore point guard. Ethan Meeker showed signs of starting to shoot the ball a little better from the outside. He and Denzel Jones each finished with 9. Tyson Parks had 6 and 10 rebounds for Parks down low. Kevonte Shaw off the bench with 3. And nobody else scored for the Streaks tonight. Eric Thompson, J.J. Range, Logan Davis all saw action but did not score for Galesburg, which drops to 2-1 on the year. Limestone improves to 4-0. We'll take a final timeout. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you. And you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
79-68, Galesburg falls to Limestone by 11. They are now 2-1 in the year. Limestone 4-0 and in the driver's seat to win this Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament. In the 5 years that the Streaks have had it back, haven't won it yet. I know that's probably a source of frustration for Mike Reynolds, but a credit to who he's bringing in here for the competition too, though, because you know, you don't want to start off the year playing Chicago talent every year, yeah. but at the same time, you know, you also want to win your own tournament every now and then. So,
right.
Limestone, I'm very impressed by them tonight.
Well, and you learn more in a loss like this than you would have blowing somebody out by 20 again tonight.
And Eddie Matthews made that point in the pregame show. He said, you know, we want our guys to play. And mm-hmm. you know, he was referring to that UT game earlier when the Panthers came back from 24 down, got it down to 10 in the fourth quarter. He said, you know, we don't learn anything when we got continuous clock and we're not playing our guys in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And similar situation.
Yeah, going down the stretch when you get ready for conference ball and everything else. And really, you don't want to have a false impression of who you are.
True.
I mean, you want to have confidence. You don't want to have that destroyed in an opening tournament, but you don't want to come out of it feeling like you're way ahead of where you actually are when the real competition shows up.
Right. Our final order of business here, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we definitely saw growth from this young man tonight, certainly on the offensive end.
Yeah, pretty easy choice tonight. Devin Ross, 17 points and some baskets coming at key times when we needed them. In the first half, Grant Gibson wasn't getting much from the field, getting some free throws, but Devin with a nice attack here a couple of times and got to the line for an NBA three-point play. We still marvel that he got that. And then in the fourth quarter when he drove baseline on the other end, and that was when we were making our comeback and made a nice three-point opportunity for himself there. And also went into the paint, shot a few floaters in there as well, so able to mix things up. And when you got another guy that can penetrate and score a little bit, that alleviates the pressure on your main scorers. And so I think Devin's serving notice that he's not just a guy out there filling where Joe Williams would have been, but he's actually ready to contribute in a lot of ways, and so easy to pick Devin as our crunch time player of the game tonight.
That was the last lead Galesburg had at 59-58 on that baseline drive that finished off in a three-point play, and a varsity career high tonight for the sophomore Devin Ross. And as you said, Jim, off air, a nod to Grant Gibson as well, 24 points tonight, 14 of 17 from the free throw line, and his action inside the arc driving to the basket was something that Galesburg needed at many times when he was pulling off those moves as well and knocking down the free throws when he got a chance tonight.
Sure, and Tyson Parks in there as well, because when he was not on the floor, it was very evident that we weren't going to get many rebounds, because he's the guy that can get in there and mix it up even with the bigger players. And even if he wasn't grabbing the ball, he was keeping it alive. They were having to be concerned about where he was. So in these really athletic games with the bigger teams, Tyson is just going to be so important to us.
10 rebounds tonight for Tyson Parks to go along with his 6 points. But our crunch time player of the game, Devin Ross, the 6-foot sophomore. Back at it tomorrow morning, 10:15, the start time, the scheduled tip-off between Galesburg and Rantoul. That puts our pregame show at about 9:55 if the first game doesn't run long between Pekin and Moline, and that one has the potential to to run late given the tradition between those two teams and how physical they can play at times. But we'll see.
Yep, no question. But we're ready to go and get a good night's sleep and have at it again for two games tomorrow.
And again, tomorrow night we'll finish things off with the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies at 5:30. Hosted by Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson here on WGIL. They'll bring you the Galesburg girls game against Freeport, and we'll wrap up the boys' side against Peoria Notre Dame tomorrow night. So another full day of basketball. Hope you can be with us with an Illini football game against Northwestern squeezed in there in the early part of the afternoon as well. So another full day of sports on WGIL tomorrow, and thanks for being with us for our Streaks basketball coverage here today on WGIL. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Again, the Streaks fall by 11 tonight. They're 2-1 on the year, and we'll be back with you tomorrow from John Thiel Gymnasium. Good night from Galesburg High School.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.